Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my big trip to Mars, Corey's backyard expansion, the pros and cons of having kids, which queen is getting snubbed on Canada's Drag Race, and our latest rebrand to Suple Babble. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning!
Good evening!
Wrong almost breath. It is 8:50 in the morning on the dot.
And you've had your coffee and you are ready to go.
I'm on my second cup of coffee and I'm still feeling nothing.
were you scheming? And the beamer just beaming?
I'm sorry, huh? I was scheming and the beaming and the demon and the demon.
You know Blue Cantrell, hit him up style?
Yes.
Isn't that your alarm clock still?
I was scheming. Oops. I was even in the demon.
Hit him up style. Oops.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's it.
Is there an oops in the title?
Yes.
Would you call that the best song with oops in the title or the second best song with oops in the title?
But what's that song where it's like...
By who? Kim Cattrall?
Blue Cantrell. But what's that song by Tweet that I think also has oops in it?
Oops, shoops, and oops, loops, and
yeah,
oops.
That song's Oops, Oh My by Tweet.
Oops, there goes my breath. Oh my.
I don't think anyone's breath went anywhere, but maybe it did.
I think, you know what my lost calling was? Is that a phrase?
Rhyming.
No. Being a transcriber of lyrics for A-Z-Lyrics.com. Trying to keep up as quick as I can, but there's no time to go back and fix any mistakes.
No,
so good luck with what you find.
You just have to type out exactly what you hear as you hear it.
I think that would be a fun job.
Get Nathan on the phone. That could be your next music video.
Oops,
that could be your
there
next
goes my
YouTube
friend.
Video.
Yeah, okay. What? You know, we're only making good content these days.
Yeah. Stoned A to Z lyrics video.
Well, only there, the best.
There goes my breath.
You know, they're calling this my art pop era.
Are they?
They, yeah.
Because of the mustache or because of not the mustache?
Well, I think it doesn't help or hurt.
It's just there.
How do you feel about it?
You kept bringing your face real close to the camera like you wanted me to comment on it. So I did.
I think it looks beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you. This is the best I've ever looked with a mustache.
What have your parents said?
Nothing, because...
You're in a fight with both of them right now.
Wouldn't that track?
That tracks.
You know, I was on a group Zoom yesterday with the whole family for the twins, my nieces. It was their birthday, and so they had a cake smash, you know.
Your family just has Zoom parties where people smash cake in their faces?
It's the new thing, because one of my nephews did it once, and now every niece and nephew wants to do it.
2020, the year of the cake smash.
On Zoom.
You should link them to cake farts on Zoom.
Maybe I'll do that for my birthday. Fart into my birthday cake.
Yeah.
No, and I got real close to the camera for my Zoom, and nobody commented on my mustache, and I thought, well...
Who needs family?
It's because Lisa sent them a cease and desist.
Somebody had to.
No comments on the mustache.
No comments. My dad did Venmo me $1 and the description was buy a razor.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, okay, well, what kind of jank-ass razor are you using?
He must got that Dollar Shave Club money, honey.
Is that, is that how much the Dollar Shave Club costs?
I don't know.
Well, they're not sponsoring this episode, so as far as I know, it's very expensive and not worth it until they do sponsor us. So have they sponsored us?
I don't think so.
Never. Well, then don't use them until they do, you guys.
I can't believe you're starting a turf war.
Well, I'm looking for enemies these days. Just something to spice up my life.
Yeah, because it's otherwise been very boring.
Yeah, I feel like sticking inside my only enemy is me. Stop a 911.
What are you sticking inside and what?
No, I'm sticking inside.
Sticking inside?
I'm like, stuck inside.
Like, hanging out indoors.
Yeah, I'm sticking inside. Well, I guess I understand your concern.
Yeah, there you go. We're all caught up now.
I'm stuck inside. I'm stuck on a Band-Aid, and a Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Oh, God. So did you guys have your LA heat wave like we just had our San Francisco heat wave?
Well, it's summer. Is that what you mean?
I mean, well, it was real hot up here.
Cool.
It was like 90. We don't have air conditioner like you.
Oh yeah. No, I don't really know when it's hot out because I keep my home at like below freezing. I keep it at 62. I want to like
that can't be good for the environment. You're part of global warming.
Yeah, well, we all are. Okay. So,
okay, go off.
But hey, can I get serious for a second?
Yeah. Did you see another caterpillar?
No, but it's along the same lines, kind of. Okay. I kind of had a conclusion. I don't think I'm supposed to have kids.
Okay.
Why, because big life choice, big life decision.
Because you don't want to leave a carbon footprint?
Not so much that, but that is like a good reason not to. It's like the worst thing you can do for the planet is have kids.
Or is
worst thing you can do.
Or is it because you're just worried about leaving them in the toxic environment that we're
in? That's my main concern. It's like, okay, let's talk about the pros and cons. What are the pros? First, let's start with that. There are no pros.
Little kids give good hugs.
Okay, pervert freak. Okay. Why don't you?
I guess your children won't love you. It'll be like the caterpillar, but it'll be your child.
Yeah, but you also won't have children who hate you.
And kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, well, you can Google kids talking.
Okay, pervert.
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can enjoy children without having them.
You just don't want to see your kids doing cake smashes.
Honestly, what I'm noticing is
it's a waste of cake.
It's a waste of cake and a waste of my time, these children.
Yeah, you'll have to give them birthdays. You have to buy them presents.
Yeah, well, these are all optional with kids, I've found.
You'll have to hear.
As an uncle, I've noticed birthdays are optional. Love is optional. If you're listening, children, don't worry. You're on my will.
Do children bring their parents joy?
I know I haven't.
Does this include?
I know I didn't with my parents. So, like, I can't do the math on what other people do with their parents. No. Do you think you bring your parents joy?
Yeah, my parents love me. I give good hugs.
I can actually confirm you don't.
Wow.
You don't.
It's because you're too little.
I'm the same size as your mom, so how do you think she takes your hugs?
I have to crouch down to hug you.
So, okay, my point is...
I practically have to kneel.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice rest for the calves.
Yeah, a break.
So, back to children. Do you think you want kids?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe it would have to depend on, like, the partner and...
The president.
The president, the state of the world.
State of the
nation. I don't see a time in our future when it will be non-stressful to care about another being that much and their like safety for the rest of their life. You know what I mean? Like that's like, it's a huge like, burden.
See, this is exactly why I said you shouldn't get a dog.
No, a dog is nice because it's only like a decade.
It's a long
time. But I guess a kid could only be a decade, depending on how much I want to care.
Kids are 2 decades and then you don't have to give them anything.
Yeah. Oh my God. And kids are so fucking expensive. It's just like, shut up and eat the soup. It's a dollar. That's your meal every night. We're not going out to get Pizza Hut.
You know what's free?
What?
You said, do you know what's free?
What?
Mother's milk.
I can't breastfeed yet.
Well,
straight people and lesbians are really advantaged. They really can squirt it out for as long as they want. Hey, I'm watching Game of Thrones. Hey.
Could you feed that child until it was 18?
Well, I'm watching Game of Thrones and hey, have you watched it?
I sure have.
So I'm still on season one, but there's a woman who is breastfeeding her child and that child seems a little old to be breastfeeding.
Don't shame her.
I know it was medieval times and milk was thin.
Maybe she can't afford dollar soup.
She's a queen, I think.
Dollar soup club.
Hey, is there a dollar soup club? I would join.
It's called the grocery store.
I'm in.
You can get like a can of Campbell's for 99 cents.
Yeah, but you know I get chunky.
You can get ramen noodles for like 10 cents.
Oh, you know, hey, I've never really made, what's that ramen people get in college? It's like a, you know.
Yeah.
I never got that. I never did that.
We had
like
it.
Like soup in a cup or.
See, I don't like soup in a cup, but ramen I think is good.
I never did either. Maybe I should try that. Like those ramen blocks.
Yeah, that's what everyone has. So we all did.
I feel like those definitely keep. So like during this all, you know, anytime there's a grocery shortage or whatever the hell's going on.
Well, yeah, at our school, people would bring them for the canned food drive. And then the teachers were like, there's no nutritional value in those.
Okay, well, beggars can't be choosers, so.
Well, but the teachers weren't the ones getting them.
Well.
They just wanted a can of chunky Campbell's like you.
I get that. Every time I go to the grocery store, no matter how much I don't need soup, I always leave with 10 more cans.
See,
and I think like it doesn't go bad. When the big earthquake hits, people will be coming for my soup.
See, it was far too hot up here to have soup. Can you imagine soup in a heat wave?
I can. You know the story I have about that.
Your soup sounds delicious in your 62 degree house.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about soup anymore. I know we talk about soup a lot on the podcast. Soup-le babble.
Do we?
Soup-le babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Have you watched anything good on TV?
Yeah, I told you. Game of Thrones. I'm almost the season finale of one.
Do you want a fun, cute, heartwarming show that'll make you laugh and cry?
Big Brother?
No. Well, I don't know if that'll make you laugh and cry, but...
What is it? What are you watching, Haney?
We watched Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. And
how did I know you were going to say
that?
It
was so good. Did I tweet about it? It was great. I think maybe the whole world should watch.
Netflix keeps pushing it on me, so maybe I'll watch it. I'm kind of at capacity with TV shows right now. You know, like one show is enough.
It's five episodes. You could do that in a night. And you'll want to.
Well, I'm watching a lot of content. Game of Thrones, Rick and Morty, Canada's Drag Race, Big Brother.
Shit.
Cosmos.
No wonder you're stuck inside.
Hey, have you watched Cosmos yet?
I need
to put out a correction. A few episodes ago, I said Cosmos was on Netflix. It is actually on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so I was part of the people who couldn't find it.
Corey texted me in the middle of the night and said, "Where is Cosmos?"
My roommate and I
said, "Look about you, my son. As far as the eye sees, as close as the eye looks."
All I remember is my roommate and I got very stoned and we watched the first episode and we just kept going, "That's not real. That's not true."
It's insane, I have to say. And I just watched an episode about color, talking about color. And holy fuck, it was like hitting every G spot of my brain.
Really?
You know how much I love color.
I didn't even know you had a brain.
I didn't even. Yeah.
Point and case. Oops.
Hey, there goes my brain. Hey, did you know that the more wrinkly a brain is, I think the smarter you are.
I think that was an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
My brain is smooth.
Yours definitely is like when that penny gets pressed at the penny machine.
It is smooth. Smooth for daddy.
You want your brain to look like a raisin or a craisin.
And yours
looks like a grape.
Mine is giving you a grape for the gods.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I find my brain to be pretty lackluster.
Maybe it's a good thing that you don't reproduce then.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I'm like, okay, well, who needs to be cursed with my genes?
Yeah.
It was pretty rude of my parents to give these to me. It's like, they didn't read the room. Unless I was an accident. Do you think I was an accident?
Yeah, weren't you?
I know one of my sisters was. Hey, should we call my mom and ask?
Which of the children are accidents and which aren't? That seems traumatizing.
I wouldn't find much trauma in that. It doesn't really impact me.
Either way,
I'm here.
Aren't we all happy accidents?
No, some people are really, you know, when straight people are like, "Oh, we're really trying right now." It's like, okay, we get it.
You're fucking.
Y'all are fucking. You're laying upside down to let the cum drippies.
Is
or
that
whatever
a thing?
Straight people do. I don't know.
Do they still do that?
I do.
Hey, listen. If you listen to the
we're
podcast,
trying.
If you listen to the podcast and you're trying to get pregnant, have you ever done a headstand?
Do you ever do that?
Oh,
after you get mother's milk.
That's the only way I fuck these days, is in a headstand position. It just makes it easier for everyone.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. It's great for your traps, too.
Did you just say, it's a great?
It's a great.
At the end of Rick and Morty season 1 and 2.
Oh, wow. You've watched two seasons of that and only...
Maybe. I think I'm on season 3 or 4. But the first couple seasons... You know at the end of the show...
I've never seen an episode of Rick and Morty.
At the end of any TV show, they have like little slides of what production companies worked on it.
Yeah.
And... Bad Robot or, you know, some other things. At the end of season 1 and 2, there's a end card that's like, it's a good show, like an Italian something. Mm-hmm. And I am triggered every time at the end of a show I say, it's a good show. And then it says it. But then on one of the, maybe season 3 or 4, they stopped having that end card. So I'm wondering if they parted ways with one of the producers.
Oh, no.
Big drama.
Oh, no. That's like when Grey's Anatomy got rid of their title track. And now it just says Grey's Anatomy created by Shonda Rhimes. No more music.
Yeah, well, the day the music died.
It really was.
Hey, so why don't you watch Rick and Morty?
I'm not a big cartoon guy.
It's deeper than that. I would say it is.
But people used to say that about SpongeBob too. They're like, SpongeBob for adults.
No, nobody said that.
I don't like baby talk.
It's not baby talk. What are you talking about?
I feel like there's a cartoon doesn't exist where there's not a man talking like a baby.
It's a good show.
It's my same problem with male comedians. They're all like talking like babies and doing like fart jokes and doing like that armpit fart noise.
What? Like this?
No, under your armpit.
No, it's a really good show. And it covers a lot of deep topics, and it gets really dark sometimes. Kind of sad.
Would you say it's worse or better than Grey's?
Better.
Worse or better
I think it's my favorite show right now. Period. Point blank. Wow. It's incredible.
What's your biggest takeaway from it?
Well, it's about alternate universes. And is so it really, it's in line with what my 2020s brainwaves are thinking about.
Is it good for people who love to laugh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do I have to be stoned? What's it on?
Honestly, I don't smoke beforehand because I really want to understand what's going on. It's fun to watch stoned because visually it's like there's a lot going on and it's fun and whatever. But like sober is enough. It's a trip. It's on Hulu. You'll enjoy.
I guess I'll give it a whirl. We've got
you
the
really
Hulu.
Give it a whirl. And each episode is like 20 minutes, so it's easy. But watch it in order. You can watch it out of order, but watch it in order because it really builds.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I still have the tweet, Oops, Oh My Live YouTube performance from 2002 up on my tab. I guess I can close that.
Well, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Oh, I wish I could.
Hey, okay. So we were watching Big Brother also.
Yes. And Canada's Drag Race, I hear.
Yeah, Big Brother, I'm enjoying my all-stars back, but it's a little disappointing because, you know, anytime I like anybody on Big Brother, it's like they don't do well.
Or they get third.
You're covering your mic, baby, and it's really disturbing.
I was covering my headphone.
There we go. Welcome back.
Hi.
Did you guys experience what I just experienced? It was terrible.
No, because they still have a regular mic in front of me.
Oh, T.
So who are you loving? Does it feel good to be back to Big Brother? You took a few summers off.
Yeah, I mean,
off.
I feel like I took a decade off, I think. It's great. I don't like the no audience, but I understand, obviously. I just wish the crew would clap when somebody comes out after getting eliminated, because it's just a little boring when the person
out. Like the original seasons when it used to look like a front of a house and they would like slowly walk down the sidewalk to Julie Chen and it was like crickets.
Within the context of the show, I remain very firm that Julie Chen is one of the best hosts of all time. But
now, did you see that live episode, the first episode?
Oh, she was not having it.
Every 2 seconds being like, last one to sit down gets evicted.
She was like an angry second grade substitute teacher. Like, yeah. I felt the vibe.
She thought, I'm not getting paid enough for this.
I Cody is as hot as ever. I'm talking, of course, about the contestant, not my sister. And
not my brother.
And not your brother. A lot of my favorite contestants are not doing well, so that's a thing. And yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll give great more updates.
And who are you rooting for right now in Big Brother?
Me?
Yeah.
All the women.
Yeah,
Devon, Janelle.
Even Christmas?
Danny. Yeah, Christmas joy. Jingle bell.
What about Canada's Drag Race? Shall we talk about that a smidgen?
It's down to 5 people.
Yeah, I am frustrated, I guess, with the judges. I like, what's her name? Stacy?
Yeah.
I like her, but I think Brooklyn, I enjoy, but she really projects what she would do with an outfit onto every critique. She goes, well, I would do this. I'm like, okay, well, nobody asked what you would do with your drag. Like, nobody needs to know that every single time. Other than that, I think she adds a good perspective. And then Jeffrey, I kind of feel bad for him because as much as like it's nobody's really enjoying his vibe, certainly he was being encouraged during filming, like by the director or...
Oh, absolutely.
Like somebody was saying, yeah, that's the route we want your judging to go. So like that sucks for him because like people aren't enjoying that.
Do you have any fave contestant?
Jimbo, duh.
Yeah.
Jimbo's my number one. Lemon last week was, I loved. She did the exact thing I would have done with pageant. Like she from start to finish, her episode was perfect. So I was like very happy for her. But Jimbo is, I think, the one to beat for me because I think Rue would love Jimbo the most because Jimbo's in on the joke, start to finish. Jimbo is committed to like the stupid of it all.
Yeah.
And a trained clown, like you can't, like that's my judge.
Trained drag clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's Jimbo is who I want to win at this point. I really don't think it'll happen, but I'm preparing myself.
I would love Jimbo for All Stars, like a normal All Star season. I think Jimbo could hold their own.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to do what they did with UK Drag Race. And what was her name? The Vivian, I thought, was very deserving and very, you could tell, had her stuff together, had her looks together, had been doing it for a long time. It felt like a like safe win for the first season of UK Drag Race.
Sure.
And I feel like they might do that with Rita Baga on Canada's Drag Race.
I get a vibe that they're obsessed with Rita.
They've been like eating up things she does that I like have enjoyed, but I'm not.
Yeah, I think she's
drinking
good.
The Kool-Aid as much as the judges seem to be.
And I think she's a lot more striking in person. I bet she's like, she just, because her looks are always good. Oh my God, Jimbo reading Rita's hair. I was like,
wait,
oh my God.
The second she walked out, I said the exact same thing. I said, I like this look. I said that hair needs to be like slicked back completely. I was like, why does it look like it was and got messed up? And then the judges said it and Jimbo said it. And I said it. And now we said it.
And now we said it. But all in all, if you're not watching Canada's Drag Race, I recommend. It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, like we've said all along, it's funny to think that we've been watching Drag Race every weekend since February. Is that right? And it's now August.
Honestly, I appreciate it. It's what else is there to do?
Right. And this just has felt so much more like fresh and new for me compared to coming off of like two of the US seasons back to back.
I did love Allie X as a guest judge.
I thought you might be excited for the Hello performance.
Nobody in my group knew who Tom Green was.
Knew who Tom Green was?
Yeah, you know who Tom Green is? He was a guest judge.
Nobody knew who he was?
Yeah, I think he completely like lost relevance for an entire age group. My friends are younger.
He was on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, well, they missed that.
Oh, well, I know. I said when he hosted, I was like, are they going to have to do a lip sync performance of the Bum Bum song?
Enough.
My roommate laughed because he's in the same age group.
Enough.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What else is new? I feel like we recorded a couple episodes a while back because I was going on a little trip. And by little trip, I just mean I like was no internet for a while. And then my trip was shorter than I wanted it to be. And so we didn't actually need to pre-record a bunch, but it was kind of like,
it was nice. It's nice not to talk to you for a couple weeks.
Well, now we're back. What's been new since then?
I'm up to day 65 of running in a row.
Congratulations. Do you feel it's a habit?
Oh yeah, totally. I got some new patio furniture for my backyard because I'm like, nobody can do anything. Nobody can go anywhere. I might as well sit outside in my backyard.
That's a good investment, especially right now. What does it look like?
It's just like a little like couch and a couple of chairs, and there's going to be an umbrella because.
Oh, needs... honey, you know, you saw my umbrella. You know about my umbrella that I bought for my back patio?
Didn't it come with that table?
No, I bought it separately and it broke.
I've never seen your umbrella.
Yeah, because the wind broke it once. And so now it just sits there.
Did you get sand to weigh it down?
Yes.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a
Well, you
second.
Know, I didn't do it, but somebody certainly did that for me.
I don't believe you weighted that umbrella down.
No, it's the thing snapped off. The base is secure, but the umbrella part of it broke off. Anyway.
Did you leave it pushed up and out?
I may have. Who knows?
Yeah, trouble.
I always forget about your beautiful backyard. I'm jealous.
I'm going to set up the furniture, get an umbrella, make sure not to leave it up when it's windy.
Sure.
Because each day when I get done with my run, I usually go sit in the backyard and like unwind.
You should, would you ever make a garden back there?
I want tomato plants.
You should.
I don't really know how.
We're going to look that up for you.
We have a lime tree. And she is coming through with the limes, which you know I like to make my ceviche. So this was the proper investment.
Bada bing, honey.
Yeah, so I don't know. I decided might as well redo the backyard, make it look cute.
Great.
I want to get a fire pit.
Sure.
Listen, I haven't spent money on anything all year, so might as well buy some shit.
I went to the Alabama Hills. You ever heard of it?
Sounds familiar.
It's actually kind of north by you.
Yeah, I was going to say, my TikTok now is all, like my pre-roll, my algorithm is all like places in California that are like outdoor, hikey, waterfall moments that you should visit. And so I've just been like favoriting ones that are near San Francisco so that I could just like drive up on a weekend or a weekday and just make a little day trip out of it.
Bitch, I'll meet you there. Let's meet somewhere in the middle.
I'm down.
I got a little hike.
I got a new tent. I have two sleeping bags.
I went to REI and it was like the first day of the fucking pandemic at a grocery store. Everything was missing. Everything was gone because everyone's like camping right now.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's about the extent that we should be able to do, like get out and like as far as vacation goes. And we went to the Alabama Hills. It was so cool. It was like, it looked like Mars.
The planet?
Kinda. Yes, honey.
You've never been there.
Well, it looked like what I think Mars looks like. And right before we watched, what's that movie with the naked shower scene in space?
Psycho.
Nope. Space Troopers.
Yeah.
And so it looks like kind of that planet on Space Troopers. But it was a lot more challenging than I thought. It made me really...
Like, to do what?
To camp. It was like 100 degrees and we had to like, it was what you had is what you had. There was no water anywhere nearby, no anything nearby. It was like you are in the middle of the desert type of.
It's not like Michigan camping where there's like a hose set up.
Or like a water pump. Yeah, and stuff like that. Like it was, we were truly in the middle of nowhere. And
was there a spot that you parked and then you had to like hike a bit?
No, it was kind of like dunes, not dunes, like
craters.
Sure, maybe like rocks everywhere, like huge boulders, rocks and everything. So you kind of just drove around looking for like proof that people had camped at certain spots before, like, like a little ash area that like clearly somebody used this to make fire right here. And so we were just kind of looking around for anything like that, and we found the perfect little spot. It was just beautiful colors. The sky was stunning. We saw the Milky Way. I think it was the first time I ever saw the Milky Way.
Bitch.
I loved it. I brought a mountain bike. I borrowed Daniel Prada's mountain bike.
Shit.
And we went mountain biking through the little area, and it was like a little adventure. I loved it.
She's an outdoor boy now.
Honestly. And I have like a little, a cute little hat that looks like I'm a camper, and that and my mustache, I felt very, very outdoorsy.
I love that for you.
Yeah. It was fun.
What a trip. Okay. I guess we'll do it.
I would go.
What else do we have to do?
Bitch, nothing.
I drove all night.
Yeah. Okay, Celine. Celine's back, baby.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to get off your chest before we go?
Not really. Is there anything going on in the world that we should discuss? Anything happening in life?
I mean, my notes were tell the people to watch Love on the Spectrum.
Okay. I'll watch it. I'll add it to my list.
And tell people to watch Taste of the Nation on Hulu with Padma Lakshmi.
Okay. I like her.
Do you watch cooking shows?
Sometimes I'll put on Great British Bake Off or whatever.
Yeah.
And just as like, if I'm doing things around the living room and the kitchen, have that on.
See, like I've been in love with Padma ever since Top Chef, and I just could listen to her talk forever. And I tweeted, I was like, whoever runs the Calm app needs to get her to read one of these nighttime bedtime stories, because I would be obsessed with that. Anyways, she did a show on Hulu. It's like 10, I think 30 minute episodes where she goes all around the US and explores like what American cuisine is based on like immigrants that have come to the country and have like Americanized versions of cuisine. It was so good. It was so well done and so educational. I loved it. So yeah, they did like sausages and beers in like Minnesota, which is very like German American, but then they also did like Mexican food and
That reminds me of when we went to Amsterdam. Remember that dinner we
Bitch,
had?
I do. I you think always about talk that about often. It. It was so good. But yeah, so they just explore like what it means to be like American through cuisine. But like I said, but it's all the like mishmash of foods. It's like the melting pot of America. And they go to like Chinatown in San Francisco. It was so good. If you're looking for something to watch, I say watch it. I loved it. And like I said, I can listen to her talk forever. And she's just so smart.
Come. Well, there you have it.
And there you have it. That was it. Those were the big two things I've done in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Word.
Well.
I think we nailed it.
Well, we nailed it.
Okay, cool. I hope you have a great life. And Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, bitch. Oh, I forgot we even did this.
Yeah, well.
Fuck.
I'm fine.
You can find me in my backyard. Planting a tomato plant.
Nice.
But are bugs going to get them?
Yes.
See, yeah.
I had some ants yesterday, and I was spraying the raid, honey.
Bitch, how do those ants get into your icebox?
I don't know. Icebox? Oh, my home. I don't know. Sometimes there's ants, and I'm just like, what are you up to in here?
Scram.
Scram, honey.
Get a little ant trap.
Ant trap?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Right. What?
I remembered another story, but I'll tell you this when we hang up. It's okay. It's not appropriate for the podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, have a good life, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.